All right, I've got a video, so if we can get the lights, make sure the volume's up, and let's just set the tone for what we want to talk about this morning. Why is Good Friday good?
Why is Good Friday good? Good Friday is good because the price we couldn't pay got paid, and the stain we couldn't clean got clean. Good Friday is good because the world was without hope, but the Lamb was without blemish. Good Friday is good because the worst thing that could ever happen was simultaneously the best thing that would ever happen. Good Friday is good because on that cross, on that day, the great shepherd of the sheep walked through the valley of the shadow of death for us. Good Friday is good because even though the cross isn't pretty, it's beautiful. Good Friday is good because we have a king who would rather die for his enemies than kill them. Good Friday is good because I am not good, but he is. Good Friday is good because Friday is not the end of the story.
So good. Not the end of the story. You got to come on Sunday, we're going to celebrate Jesus together. But to lay the foundation, it was on the screen, I've put it up there again. Isaiah 53, verse 5, if you've got your Bibles. I'm reading from New King James, it's on the screen. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We just declared it over Steve, and I'm declaring it over all of you today. I don't know what's going on in your world. You might not be physically in pain, or you may be. You might be mentally struggling. But I'm here to tell you today, by his stripes, you are healed today in Jesus' name. You know, when people first hear the phrase Good Friday, it sounds like a bit of a contradiction, doesn't it? Here we are thinking about Jesus who died on a cross. I mean, what's good about the brutal death of an innocent man on a Roman cross? I can't think of much good. But when we understand what really happened on that day, we realize Good Friday isn't just good, it's the best news the world has ever received. So today I want to give you four reasons, really quick. We're going to have communion together at the end of the service. Why Good Friday is good, and why Good Friday still changes everything. Everything has changed because of what we remember on this day. Here's my first point. Good Friday is good because it reveals the depth of God's love. Isn't that beautiful? The cross wasn't a mistake. It was not a moment of weakness or failure. It was love in its most powerful form. And it's the kind of love that says, even if it costs me everything, you're worth it. I can't think of a greater demonstration of love than what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. Jesus didn't just talk about love, he actually demonstrated it. Romans 5 verse 8 says this, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." What an ultimate act of love. Despite our failings, despite our mistakes, and despite our constant failings, can I say, we're never perfect. We mess up all the time. But despite all of that, even while we were doing that, he died for us. So it wasn't, oh, we became good and repented from our ways and we love Jesus now and so now that's why he died for us. No, he died for us before we even acknowledged him. That's how much he loves you. I can't help but think of the story of the thief on the cross. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of the criminals next to him says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." And in his final moments, Jesus looked at a guilty man and and said, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." That's love. What did that thief do to deserve that? He was on the cross because he was a criminal. Jesus was on the cross not because he was a criminal, but because he was giving his life for us, paying the price for us. But that thief did nothing to earn the favor of the Lord other than to cry out to Jesus on the cross. That's love. It's not earned. It's not deserved. It's just given. See, Good Friday is good because it proves once and for all how deeply we are loved. If you have any doubt about whether God loves you, today is the day to have a revelation and realize he loves you so, so much. God loves you. So Good Friday is good because it reveals the depth of God's love. Here's the second one. Good Friday is good because Jesus paid the price for sin. Sin separates us from God. We make mistakes. We're born into sin. Sin entered the world when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil when they were told not to. You have whatever you want in this whole garden, but just don't touch that. And the enemy slithers in and convinces them to break God's command. So sin separates us from God. When Adam and Eve did that, they all of a sudden realized they were naked. They had to hide and clothe themselves because they were embarrassed. And they were separated from God. They thought they could hide from him, but he knew exactly what was going on. See, there's a debt we can't pay, and it's called sin. There's a gap we can't close, and that's the gap that's between us and God when we do the wrong thing. But Jesus didn't come to give us a better set of rules. He actually came to pay that price, to close that gap that we never can. He's done it for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin," that's Jesus, "to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus took our place. And so because he took our place, he took our guilt. He took our shame. He took away our pain, our disappointment, our regrets. Think of Barabbas. Remember the story when Jesus is with Pontius Pilate and he's trying to wash his hands of this thing. He doesn't want a bar of it. And so he thinks he's clever and he's going to offer up Jesus or Barabbas. But see, Barabbas was a murderer, a rebel, and he was most certainly guilty. Yet when the crowd shouted, "Release Barabbas! Crucify Jesus!" Barabbas walked free. Not because he was innocent. Nothing changed in that moment. He was guilty. He was a murderer. He deserved everything that was coming at him. So it wasn't because he was innocent, but it was because Jesus was now taking his place. I don't want to offend anyone today, but we are Barabbas. Not calling you murderers, but we're guilty. We are Barabbas. That's who we are. We were the guilty ones until we acknowledged him who paid the price for us. Jesus takes our punishment and sets us free. So we're no longer condemned for all those bad things, bad choices, sin. We are released from that. A man once shared how he had lived a double life. Maybe you can relate to this. Maybe this is part of your story. Maybe it's not. But this man shared how he had lived a double life. Respectable on the outside, you know, keeping up appearances, but hiding a lifetime of addiction and shame in the background. But one night he finally broke down and said, "God, I'm too far gone." But that night he had a dream of standing before a judge. And just before the verdict was read, someone stepped forward and said, "I'll take that punishment." And that someone in his dream was Jesus, willing to pay the price for him. See, Jesus is willing to stand in the gap for you and pay the price that you deserve, or I deserve, we deserve. Jesus was willing to stand in that gap for each and every one of us. Why? Because he loves us. See, Good Friday is good because Jesus paid the price that we never could. So Good Friday is good because it reveals the depths of God's love for us. It's because Jesus paid the price for sin. Here's the third one. Good Friday is good because Jesus offers us peace and healing. Aren't you glad for the peace that Jesus offers us? In such a chaotic, crazy world that we find ourselves in. I mean, things are ramping up. There's an election coming, and I'm not getting political today, but the noise is just everywhere, isn't it? But Jesus offers us peace and healing. The cross didn't just deal with sin, although that's a major one, but it dealt with suffering. Isaiah 53:5, we read it earlier, but I'm going to read this part. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Chastisement is one of those words, not sure you know what it means, but it's the act of scolding or punishing someone. So the scolding and punishment that we deserve was on him. Jesus didn't just take our sin, but he took our pain. He took our brokenness. He takes our anxiety and our grief, all of those things that we carry that burden us in this life because, you know, things happen. Jesus became wounded so that we could become whole. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that. I can be whole, not because of anything that I do, but because of everything he's already done. Worthy is the Lamb. The woman with the issue of blood, you know, for 12 years, this woman suffered, not just physically, but emotionally. She was rejected. Back in those days, if you were seen bleeding, you're what they call unclean. You had to go dip in the water, I don't know how many times, all the rules and rituals that they followed. But they had to make themselves clean before they were accepted again. But this woman bled for 12 years non-stop. So she's not just physically suffering, but she's emotionally suffering. She was rejected. She was isolated. But the moment she reached for Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, healing flowed. That's what the cross does for you and for me. It gives us peace for our minds, healing for our hearts, and hope for our tomorrows. Did you catch that? I'm going to say it again. It gives us peace for our minds, healing for our hearts, and hope for our tomorrows. Come on, is this helping someone today?
Yeah.
It's very quiet in this church this morning. Maybe we're very reflective. Good Friday is because it offers... Good Friday is good because it offers healing for the wounded and peace for the weary. I don't know, if you're tired today because you've been running this race and everything's coming at you, find solace in Jesus today. Find your strength in him today. If you're weary, the joy of the Lord can be your strength through life's most difficult challenges. Good Friday is good because he's offering us healing. So it's good because it reveals the depth of God's love for us. Good Friday is good because Jesus paid the price for our sin. Good Friday is good because Jesus offers us peace and healing. This is my last one this morning. Good Friday is good because it wasn't the end. Woo! Come on. If the story ended on Friday, well, it wouldn't be good. We'd be celebrating Bad Friday. But we call it Good Friday because we know what's coming, don't we?
Yeah.
Those of us that are believers, we know 3 days, Resurrection Sunday. Come on. John 16:20 says this, "Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into what?
Joy.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus didn't stay in the tomb, but he rose. He conquered sin and death and the grave. And because he lives, we have hope. Not just for eternity, but also for today. We don't get saved and filled with hope and joy just because we know where we're going, but we get to live a different life now. We become new creations full of the joy of the Holy Ghost because we're so encouraged by what Jesus chose to do on our behalf that we can't help but receive that and then tell other people about it. But if you've just gotten saved and filled with joy and hope simply because you know where you're going and that's it, you've packed up your pool wrap, was it your pool cue, finished playing and I'm done here, you've missed the whole point. Jesus wants all people to come to know him. So we're not given a hope just for eternity, but for today. I can only imagine Mary's feelings at the tomb. Mary went to the tomb expecting to find a body, but instead she found an empty grave and a risen Savior. She ran from sorrow to joy in one moment. How quickly the tide can turn. How quickly things can turn around when our eyes are on Jesus. That's the power of Good Friday. It sets the stage for Resurrection Sunday. That's what we're doing today. We're just sort of getting ready. It's like, yeah, we're reflective. But I just pray on Sunday when you come, make sure you come on Sunday, that you just come full of anticipation and joy. Like you're those disciples running, or Mary discovering that there's no body, and hope just ignites inside of you. See, Good Friday is good because the worst day in history became the doorway to the greatest victory. So good. So Good Friday is not a tragedy. It's actually a triumph. It's the beginning of what is to be the greatest victory for mankind. It's the day that love won, sin lost, healing was purchased, come on, and death was defeated, come on. So let's never forget this. This is really important for you today. Let's never forget. You are deeply loved. Please walk out of this place today knowing that. You are deeply loved. Your debt is fully paid. So you no longer have to hang on to that past, that history, that mistake, that thing that's defined you up until this point. It's loose today because your debt is fully paid by the one who went before us, Jesus. Your heart can be whole. And your story is most certainly not over. You might have been walking through life's biggest valley, but as the video said, Jesus walked through the valley of the shadow of death for us. He's gone before us and he's made a way for you and for me to live in victory, our mountaintop. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So take a moment right now. I'm going to invite my daughter to come up wherever she is because we've got a song we're going to sing and she's really excited. Give her a hand as she comes up. So we'll play in just a moment. But Melody taught herself keyboard for this moment. So she's just not setting you up to fail, setting you up to win. Right? What I want you to do, we're going to take a moment right now. So she's so nervous, and I'm not helping one bit, am I? Let's all take a moment, including you. Let the cross speak to your heart. Where do you need to receive his love today? Where do you need to receive his forgiveness? Where do you need to receive his peace? And where do you need resurrection life in you today? So I'm going to get our makeshift welcome team, I think that's my wife and whoever else wants to help her, to pass communion around. I'm going to pick up the guitar and we'll give this song a try. Oh, there's words too. Where's my son? In case you want to sing along, he's going to help us out. We'll wait for him to come. Everyone say, welcome to me.
Welcome.
Well, thanks for joining us in church.
Let's rescue Melody now, because they're going to get to a high note, and she's going to be like, why can't I sing this high note? You probably can sing it, but I'm like, that's a different...
Love you, Melody.
Blame you. All right, that'll be better.
Okay.
The blood, the blood, the blood, oh, the blood.
practice that, so just make it up. You know, as we've journeyed through this message today, the message of Good Friday, we've seen that this day is good. Not because of what happened to Jesus, but because of what Jesus did for us. He loved us enough to take our place. He paid the price that we couldn't pay. And he offers us peace, healing, and hope. And he reminds us that even in the darkest of moments, it's not the end. Your story is just about to begin. And now as we come around the table, the communion table, communion is our moment to remember, to pause, to give thanks, to reflect on the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. It's more than a ritual, it's a response. So today, whether you're in a valley or whether you're standing in victory, we're celebrating with you. This table is for you. Because of Good Friday, the way has been made. It is finished, Jesus said. So it's done. Let's take a moment to prepare our hearts as we come around the communion together. Have I got some? Melody might need some too. Let's stand. Let's stand. Those of you that have kids will know how challenging it is to bring a communion message after that when your daughter does that. So I think I'm coping it just okay. I'm on the edge. Lord, we just thank you for your sacrifice for us, for what you've done. We're so grateful, Lord, that you made Good Friday good because you gave your life for us. And so we acknowledge your body broken. We acknowledge your blood poured out. We thank you, Lord. We're so grateful. Because without this, we couldn't live the life you've called us to live. That's a life of freedom. And so whether we're standing in a valley or on a mountaintop of victory, Lord, we come to the table and we humbly acknowledge your presence. And we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your sacrifice, what you did for us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take and eat? Today is the beginning of what we're going to celebrate this coming Sunday. Sunday's coming, Resurrection Sunday, where we celebrate your life, where you conquered the grave, you conquered sin, and you made a way for us. So Lord, until that time, may we be reflective, but may we also be rejoicing because of the goodness of our Heavenly Father, because of what you've done, sacrificing your one and only Son for us. We are so grateful. Lord, may we live in just this place of gratitude until we gather again on Sunday when we celebrate and praise a risen Savior in Jesus' name. Everyone said,